Hey, this is Brennan Cruz with the BP Cruz Company here in Marion, Kentucky. For all your small delivery needs, whether it be rock, landscape rock, mulch, topsoil, or sand, give us a call at 270-704-5296. That's the BP Cruz Company, Marion, Kentucky.
Good Wednesday morning. We have some news from Marion City Council for you today, as well as a lot of other things that are of interest. To start with, Marion City Council met on Monday night and approved a plan to buy LED lights for all of the city lamps around town, the street lights. I bet you don't know how many street lights there are in Marion, Kentucky. 431 street lamps in Marion, Kentucky. Now, some of those have already been converted to LED, but there are 369 that will now be transitioned into more efficient LED lights, and it's actually going to save the city about $400 a month just by putting in these new lights, although they're paying for them as they go as well. But just the savings from the energy use for these LED lights will mean that their power bill that they pay to KU for keeping these city lights illuminated from daylight from dark till daylight overnight will drop as they convert all of these lights to LED. So they'll right off the bat start paying less, and then in 5 years, once all the upfront costs are paid off, the conversion fees I should say, their bill should drop by about $1,600 a month. So going over to LED going to be a big savings for the city of Marion. Another big story out of City of Marion is the sewer plant. The wastewater treatment plant that's on top of the hill on Pippi Hardin Boulevard is fully operational now. It's been running since last summer, but they're just reaching some milestones where they're finally getting to a point where some of the solid waste that's come in there is going out the other side and actually goes to a landfill. Had an opportunity to visit with Greg Tabor out at the plant. He's the superintendent of the plant. Visited him last week. So go with me, if you will. Just imagine you're standing at the sewer plant right now.
So I'm here at the Falls of Marion, Kentucky. That's a waterfall which is created by the new wastewater treatment plant. So I'm standing here on the plant campus with Greg Tabor, who is the superintendent of the plant. Greg, this is a big milestone here. The first solids are coming out of this new plant that's been operating now for 7 months. Tell us briefly how this plant works and how modern it is.
Well, it comes in from the old plant. There's a new lift station down there that pumps it up here on top of the hill. Comes in, and then it goes into an oxidation ditch, which it just goes around and mixes and keeps the dissolved oxygen where it needs to be for the bug life. Then it spills over and will go into the clarifiers. The clarifiers then settle out, and the clear water will come on down to the cascade.
Which is where we're standing now, the cascade.
Yes,
it goes down to the creek.
Yes. And the solids will pump into a holding tank next to the plant, which we have started today our first run of pressing the solids out to get rid of those.
Mm-hmm. Now, Dan Wood is here with us too. Dan, a former magistrate, and he was a project supervisor on this, I think, or inspector.
Project inspector.
Yeah, he corrects me on that. He says that you will demonstrate by how clean this water is by taking a cup of water and drinking from it. Is that true?
Probably not.
But it is very clean. I mean, it looks like something in the Smoky Mountains, doesn't it?
Yes, it's disinfected before it gets here.
And it's going into the name of this creek down here?
Rush Creek.
Rush Creek, yeah. It's some people have a different name for it because it came out of the old sewer plant.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rush Creek. And it looks clear as a bell. So, all right, appreciate the tour of the plant, guys. For more on what your tax dollars and sewer fees go toward, your payments every month, check out the Crittenden Press for a complete wrap-up of the Marion Wastewater Treatment Plant.
Well, I know a number of you don't get too excited about wastewater treatment, but it's a multi-million dollar project, state-of-the-art facility, and it was pretty cool to go out and see how it operates. And one more tidbit of information that came out of the city council meeting on Monday night. The council discussed a priority list of city streets that will get some new pavement in the coming construction season as it begins to warm up. They will have a plan of about 10 or 12 streets that are going to get some rehabbing. They're supposed to nail that complete plan down by March, by the meeting in March, the third Monday of March. So stay tuned for what comes out of that list. Your street may be on it.
Well, friends, it's still winter. Everybody's favorite season. This is Shanna over at H&H, and I'm here to tell you we have everything that you need to keep you and your home warm this season. Not only that, we want to be your building center. You got a project you're working on now? Got one coming up in the spring? We want to be a part of it. So drop in and see us. Give us a call, 270-965-2700. Or follow us on Facebook and Instagram. We got some really exciting things happening.
Well, in some national news, it may be of interest. President Trump says pennies make absolutely no sense. In a move that's making headlines, President Donald Trump has ordered the U.S. Treasury to stop minting new pennies, calling the 1 cent coin a waste of money. He posted that on his social media page, Truth Social, the last few days, and calls it wasteful, and it's costing about $85 million, actually lost $85 million last year in making pennies. And he's calling on lawmakers to ditch the penny and pointing out how other countries, including Canada, which he wants to make a state, has scrapped their minting of pennies. They did that way back in 2012. So for now, we'll just kind of have to wait and see if America's smallest coin is finally reaching its last cent, I guess you might say. It's pretty interesting. You might want to hang on to those copper pennies now. They may really be worth something, like the old wheat pennies are. And some other local news. This is something we might be able to get behind. I think this will affect a whole lot of you. Is there's a bill proposed right now in the state legislature that could make it easier for all Kentuckians to renew their driver's licenses. That by allowing a third-party entity to handle the process in counties, hopefully in all 120 counties. But this is House Bill 161. It was filed by Representative Kevin Jackson out of Bowling Green. He's a Republican, and he aims to alleviate this burden of long drives and wait times at the state's 34 regional licensing offices. As you know, it's been a couple of years, I guess, now that they took the licensing responsibilities away from circuit clerk's offices and put these in regional offices around here. People go to Madisonville and Paducah, and, you know, you have to take a day off work to get this done, just to renew your license. It's in most cases, or in some cases anyway. So I applaud that notion that we can do better than this as a state in making it a little more convenient for people to get their licenses, particularly the older folks like myself. You know, it's a little more trouble for us, and even, you know, young kids that are getting their licenses for the first time. So I hope this thing gains some traction as the General Assembly is currently in session in Frankfort. And speaking of that, a local contingent of Crittenden County leaders, and I think some folks from Livingston County as well, are going up to Frankfort tomorrow to meet with our legislative contingent, as well as some cabinet folks, different cabinets around Frankfort, hopefully to get some things moving on some projects that we have in the works and some that we have on the schedule, on the agenda for the future. So good luck to those folks. I know Perry Newcomb and some folks from the city, Deanna Browning, the mayor, and a lot of other local leaders are headed up there. So good luck to them. Hope they can find some fruits for their labors.
And sports this morning is brought to you by Marion Recycling. Buyers of scrap metal open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 3700 Mott City Road. That's Marion Recycling, buying scrap metal right now.
In local basketball, the Lady Rockets lost last night 55-35 over at Hopkins Central, 20-point loss. Pretty rare for the Lady Rockets. They're still chasing that 20th victory of the season. They're 19-6 right now. They were just outmaneuvered just about every angle of the game on Tuesday night over at Hopkins Central. And as most of you who follow the team already know, they are still playing without Elliot Evans, who is injured, ankle injury, and probably will be out for about another week. Anna Boone led the Lady Rockets in scoring over there on Tuesday night with 14 points. She was the only player in double figures. At home in Crittenden County at Rocket Arena, that was over at Caldwell County, not at Rocket Arena. The Rockets were at Caldwell County, lost 94-39, but they did have 10 three-pointers in the game. Kobe LaRue had 5, and Drake Young had 4. Both those guys are freshmen, so there is something to look forward to in the future for these Rockets. Tough season right now as they've lost 24 straight. And the Kentucky Wildcats beat Tennessee last night, 75-64 at Rupp Arena. That was a nice win for the number 15 Cats against the number 5 Vols. Travis Perry had a career-high 8 points and played 12 minutes in that game. The Cats will be at Texas on Saturday. That's a 7 p.m. start. And that's a wrap for this morning's program. We'll catch you at the end of the week. This has been Chris Evans reporting for the Crittenden Press.